Hello, 'tis I, honey. How are you? Hope you're doing well. So, I made it. Yay! my journey was fine-ish. My experience at the airport. Okay, we all know that I'm a petty person. Am I a petty person? I think I'm a petty person. I don't know. I'm petty about some things like stationery and tea and don't touch my stationery. Seriously, don't touch my stationery. I wouldn't kill you, I would just maim you. Because if I kill you, how will you learn not to touch my stationery? Anyway, I got to the airport ridiculously early because that's me. I don't believe in being late. I was, of course, dressed for winter. So I had a hat, I had a scarf, I had my good coat. So I had to go through security, which is perfectly fine. Sigh kind of indicates it wasn't fine. It wasn't fine. So I get the trays. I put in my on my bag, put my case, put my fire tablet, put my Chromebook, put my phone, put my fucking shoes, which is fine. It's fine. I don't mind walking barefoot. Well, no, socked. Sock foot? What do you call that when you're walking around in your socks? I mean, if I had known that I was going to have to take off my shoes, I probably wouldn't have worn Star Wars socks. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's fine though. It's fine. Although the security guard did give me a look. And I know that look. If you're geeky, you know that look. So I put them in the trays, three separate trays, and then I get coat, hat, scarf. Now it was pretty busy at security, and if I was being generous, I would just say it was just a general, Friday fly out for the weekend. But I'm not feeling particularly generous, so I'm going to say it's because they're fucking incompetent. You'll know why in a minute. So the trays were going through really slowly and they weren't keeping them together. So I sent my three trays at the same time, but they would like pause and put like all the computers together and it's just like, really? That what doesn't make any sense? So anyway, I go through. I got they must have heard about the tea dealing because they're like, we're going to like swab your clothes. Or was that a come on? There's an audio in there somewhere, probably. Honey, the hapless security guard who always pulls you aside. No, that sounds kind of like she's pulling you aside for a frisk. That might be a questionable audio. Good thing I do those too. Anyway, so yeah, that's why I'm fine. I've watched Border Force and all that bloody shit. It's fine. I wish there had been a dog. Why couldn't there be? I just, like a dog. Like, oh, it's so cute. Anyway, that's fine. So this meant that I wasn't by my trays, waiting for the trays. And you're like, okay, it's fine. It's just traveling. It's fine. Then I get to the trays. Okay, suitcase. Bright purple. Can't miss it. Handbag with electronics. Yeah, fine. Coat, fine. Shoes, fine. Where's my hat and scarf? I did put it in a tray with my. I did, I totally did. It's not here. So I go to one of the lovely, helpful security people. I'm sorry. I put my coat and hat and scarf and shoes in this tray. But then, well, my coat's here, my shoes are here. He was looking at my socks at this point. Okay, actually, what just interrupted my recording? Hey, work. Fuck off, work. Where was I? I guess I was being very, very polite. Oh, my shoes and my coat and my hat and my scarf are in this tray, but my hat and scarf. Are you sure you were wearing a hat and scarf? Yes, I'm sure. And they were in this tray. Maybe they're in a different tray. No, they're in this tray. Have you looked at the other trays? No, I just came to you blindly. Of course I looked in the other trays. I didn't say it like that, of course. I'm like, yes, I looked. Oh, one moment. Wasn't a moment. Someone must have taken them. That was like 10 minutes later. Someone took my hat and scarf. Looks down into the tray where obviously all my electronics are. But all your tech is safe. So some person must have like taken my scarf and hat while I was... I mean, I can see it's not a big deal. I can see it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal because that was my scarf and my hat and they were green and I like them. And that meant that I had to travel without a scarf and without a hat, which is fine because I'm going to a warmer climate, but I was a little tiny bit pelty about it. Then they get on the flight. Jesus Christ, why can people not? It's not that difficult to get on a plane, people. It's not that difficult. People with giant backpacks swinging around and taking you out every 5 minutes. The people who sit in the wrong seats. Oh, sorry, I thought it was my seat. Can you not count? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What does your ticket say? 17! 17! So, finally get my seat. Aisle seat. And then I was sat next to a gentleman with the world's smallest fucking bladder and a real thirst for coffee. See? That's when you knew you were in trouble. So he was up and down like the fucking clappers. And I don't mind. But it was just like, he didn't even say like, excuse me. He'll just get up and then start barging. And then I'd have to get out. And I'd be like, which way are you going? And he'll say, that way. So I go out and I stand on that side. And that's what, no, you were going the other direction. So now I have to move. And I look like a fucking idiot. Ended up elbowing some woman in the fucking head because he couldn't make up his fucking mind. Oh my fucking fuck. Get to the airport. Absolutely fine. And then disembarking. Oh my fucking God. There was this annoying woman. Had no sense of spatial dimension of her case. And her handbag. Like, Jesus. So I'm in the queue to get off. She decides to swing her bag right into me. Bitch, I'm right here. Didn't say that, of course. I just tutted because I'm English. And then we're slowly shuffling off the plane. And she's in front of me in the queue because I let her in. Because I didn't have much fucking choice. And then we're going down the stairs. And her handbag is dragging along behind her. And I'm like, obviously people are trying to go down, well, behind me, and I'm trying not to break my fucking neck. And I'm like, and then she's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, mentally, of course, I didn't say anything because I wasn't gonna start. I wasn't in the best mood anyway. My neck was cold, it wasn't cold, but I want my scarf. And the hat, not so much. The scarf, I was really into. So I finally get to the bottom of the stairs and they had like the bus to take us to the terminal, which is fine. And then she decides to get on the bus and then just like stop. Like start going through a case and shit. Bitch! What the fuck? Are you completely so unaware of the world around you that you don't realise that you're in the fucking way? So I had to move to a different fucking exit on the fucking bus. And it's like, oh, fuck you. Apart from that was all fine. It was just everything coming together just pissing me off. It was like, had low grade annoyance and then just like missed everything, just added to it. So I was like, I'm grumpy. Got to the hotel. Oh, did not get lost. Did, however, trip over a bollard and wiped out, seriously. Like, like glasses went flying like everywhere. I'm like, shit, my jeans. Luckily my jeans weren't like fucked, but my knees are now absolutely fucked. Oh, fuck. Get to the hotel. And the minute I step in the door, I'm like, oh no. Not because it was a dump, but because it's too fucking fancy. It's so fancy. It's so fucking fancy. It's so fancy. And it was kind of like the whole Google thing when I'm like, uh-oh, one of these things is not like the other, and that thing is me. And I'm in there, and I'm like, this is too much, too much, too much. And then go, hello, welcome, blah, blah, blah. Would you like some champagne? I'm like, no, I'm fine, thank you. Would you like some pineapple juice? No, I'm fine. Just like, they're trying to, I think they're champagne dealers because they're trying to push that shit on me. I'm like, I'm fine. And then they start with the welcome spiel. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And every word they say is just making me feel like, oh, I do not belong. Do not belong. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Oh, this is spa, da-da-da-da, pool, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, this bar, da-da-da, that restaurant, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you. And then it's like, oh, to go up in the lift, you have to touch your room card, otherwise it won't let you up. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And I managed to make my way to the lift without, like, knocking into anything. It was a closed thing. They have sofas in reception. And as the lift doors shut, I'm like, oh, this place is too fancy. It's really nice, but it's too fancy. Managed to make it to the room. Jesus fucking Christ, why is it so difficult to count? It's not difficult to count. I'm actually quite good at math, but it's just an awkward room number. And I'm like, do I go left or do I go right? So I went left. I should have gone right. Went to that end of the corridor. Had to come around, and I'm right at the fucking end. And at this time, I'm just like, I just want to get my hotel. I just want to. And then the door opens, and I'm like, oh, this is too fancy. Fancy hotel. Fancy room. Nice. It's a lovely room, don't get me wrong. There's a balcony. You know, for this part of my little, I need a holiday, let's do a little relaxation. I thought, 5-star, you know. Didn't have a concept of, this is really fucking fancy. And I'm like, there's wine, complimentary wine, and then it's like this, and then it's like a coffee machine. I'm like, no tea machine, not a fucking kettle, just fucking coffee. What if I want a cup of fucking tea? Just give me a fucking kettle. What's wrong with a fucking kettle? I want a cup of tea. You know, it's got a walk-in shower. Actually, give me a minute. Glasses. Okay, I don't know. How can I lose my glasses? Okay, let's go. We're going on a tour. Okay. Lights. It has light settings. It has a night setting, which is currently on, and a day setting. Oh, that is night, day, night, day, night, day. Lamp, light, overhead. Okay. It's got like a walk-in shower. Hello. And the minute I walk in, I'm like, ooh, those are interesting acoustics. So I walk in. Actually, we'll do a reenactment because why not? It's like a, I don't know, some program that does crime reenactments. I walk in, I'm like, oh, this is really nice. They've got dressing gowns and shoes and oh, what's this? It was for the lights. I'm like, oh, lights go off. Like a posh sink area, a massive bed, you know, like wine, TV, all that shit. Balcony, obviously. First of all, I went to the balcony. I'm like, yeah, it's great. Really nice, chaise long, fancy. And I'm like, oh, this is really nice, but it's really fancy. And then I thought, you know what? I'm hungry. And when I had checked in, they were literally like, sorry, I just need to have some lemon tea. Don't judge me. I have a tea addiction, but I have no kettle. So I'm like, I'm going to order room service. I ummed and erred about it because I'll be honest, I've never ordered room service before because I don't know, I've just never really been a room service person. It's already really fucking messy. But I ordered room service, or I would have, if the phone worked. The phone does not work. It has buttons and it says, reception. Excuse me, I'm recording, motherfucker. Reception. Room service. So I perused the room service menu. I was ready to order. Press the button. Nothing happened. Press the button again. Nothing happened. Press the button again. Nothing happened. And I figured, am I dumb? Yes. Because I had a bit of a problem figuring out how to get the hand soap. Apparently you have to squeeze it, not smack it. Fuck off, work. I said fuck off. So there are like these tubes and they say, oh, to save the planet, we now have refillable things. And I'm like, how do I get you out of here? And I'm smacking it and I'm trying to, unscrew it. And I'm like, how do I get it out? And then you just have to squeeze it. Why do I always resort to like smacking shit? And do I really need free hairbrushes for 5 days? Probably not. So I was so annoyed at the phone. I thought, fuck you, I'm going out, bitches. Literally, I wasn't planning on going out tonight. I thought, have a meal in the hotel. And then I read the dress code and I thought, okay, I can get room service. You know, I'm an adult. I've seen people get room service all the time in films. But they wouldn't let me because the phone doesn't work. I'm not bitter about that. I'm bitter. Why can't I have a working phone? I don't make funny phone calls anymore. Is your fridge running? Well, you better go and catch it. That's from The Simpsons, I think. I don't know. So there I am. Rebellious and all of this and messy as fuck. And I head to a supermarket. And by head to a supermarket, I got lost. I was following Google Maps, but it was dark. And we all know that I'm not great at following directions. And I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. But I didn't want to look like I didn't know where I was going. So, oh, the bed's really nice, by the way. So I end up at the supermarket, and the minute the doors open, it's like, ah, yay! And it's like, oh, this is so much better. And I bought all my toiletries because I decided like a while ago that there's no point bringing stuff when you can only bring like 100 milliliters of body lotion or shampoo or conditioner. Fuck you. I'll just buy it while I'm there. I was going to record myself, but they only had trolleys and it was really busy. I'll do that later in a week. I'm not even here for a week. I'll probably do that tomorrow or today because it is 1 in the morning. And I'm going round. I'm like, I'm going to go and get food. Now, bearing in this point, I haven't eaten since I was at work, and that's like 8 in the fucking morning. And by this time it was like 9, it's about 6, 7 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. Never shop when you're hungry. Never ever fucking shop when you're hungry. Never. If you've ever listened to me when I'm shopping, I've done a few audios, it's like magpie as fuck. And I'm like, ooh, what's that? Ooh, what's that? Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And this is just, we haven't even got to the food yet. This is just me in the toiletries area. I'm like, ooh, no. I'm only here for like 5 days. Don't need that. So I just got moisturizer, shampoo, conditioner. And then there was the food. And my balanced diet, tea. Because I've been on a diet because holiday, blah, blah, yada, yada. Tea first, obviously, priorities. And then there was the bakery. And I'm like, they had these little petit four, what did they say, fra? Fuck off, I just speak French. Petit Four, and I'm like, oh, gotta get those. Oh, that's a coconut cake. Ooh, what is this? This is a, I think it's some kind of apple pastry. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm gonna have to translate. Yeah, it's an apple pastry, basically. Haven't eaten this one yet. But it's literally cake and toiletries, some trifle, and tea. And then I go for checkout, and I was just like, yeah, I'm really English. Really English. Did it in Spanish. It was all fine. Come back to the hotel. I walk in with a shopping bag. And maybe it's just my imagination, but they were like, fuck you. I told you this place was too fancy for me. Came back to the room. Did I forget my room number? Yes. Did I forget that I had to swipe my my card against the scanner? Yes. Stood in the fucking elevator like a fucking moron. Just like, why is it not going up? Push button, push button, push button, push button, push button. Inside, outside, I was serene like a swan. More like a fucking, I don't know, Canadian goose, let's be honest. And then when the guys have to come home, I said, you need to press your card. And he was talking really slow, like I was some kind of idiot. No comment. Finally get back to the room and I'm like, turn on the TV because I wanted some background sound. And there's been a fucking terrorist incident in London. I'm like, okay. Proceeded to eat and it was just sugar and sugar and sugar and sugar and sugar. And that was my first thing here. Actually, let's do a review of the cake. I'm not sure how this is going to be. See, I told you that these were going to be... Ooh, it's very soft. It's kind of choux pastry with sliced apple with a glaze. Mmm, very sweet. Very sweet, like me. Huh. Oh, that apple is weird. Oh, it's not apple, it's custard. Wow. What? How? Okay, there is apple in it. How did I think that was fucking apple? Like, really apple. But yeah. Then I, had a shower. And that was like a religious experience. It was like... Of course, it took me 12 minutes to figure how to turn on the tap. How am I a functional adult? I mean... Can't figure out how to get hand soap out of the dispenser. Can't figure out how to turn on the shower. Like, did he do left or right? Which button do I press? I don't know. Why is it so difficult? I'm a Muppet. Just, this is just 20 minutes, 23 minutes, almost 24 minutes of me rambling. But yeah, it's currently, oh, it's 2:29 in the morning, which means it's 1:30 in the UK. I figure in the morning, or later in the morning, we'll go walkabout and we'll get lost. I'll take some pictures. I was going to take a picture of the sunset at the beach because I was walking past and I'm like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I thought I should go and take pictures and put the blazer on, and then I'm like, wait a minute. You're already half lost. I wasn't half lost. I was completely lost. Do you really want to risk wandering off to the beach and being even more lost? It's a bit pouty, but yeah. I actually have a chaise lounge in my room. Currently storing towels on it. But yeah, it's super fancy. They have a pillow menu. And you know what? I wish I could avail myself of it. But the phone doesn't work! How can a phone not work? Jesus fucking Christ. I would think a hotel that offers me champagne gives me a working phone, unless unless they know that I'm a moron and they don't want me. Ring, ring. How does the shower work? Ring, ring. How do I get soap out of the dispenser? Ring, ring. How do I make the aircon stop? It's too cold in here. And also, okay, let's just do a little review. Okay, lovely. You know, we're getting up again. Okay, let's go. So we're moving. Little welcome area. We've got a coffee machine. We've got two cups, two glasses, a bottle of red wine, another two glasses. What is that? All right, please. Oh, it's an ice. Mini fridge. Mini cookies. Sugar-free pectorine candies. A fucking bottle opener. You know, we've got water, we've got beer, we've got champagne, we've got fruit juice in the little fridge. Do we have tea? No, do we? Oh, wait, is that tea? All right. No, that's not tea. No, there is no tea. Almost just knocked a glass over. How can you have this big fancy fucking room? Big fancy fucking room with, you know, all the stuff that makes me think I do not belong. And there's no tea. There's no tea. What kind of five-star hotel has no fucking tea? A bad one. I'm gonna go. Cake? All good. Comes with a surprise. Custard. It does actually say custard on the packet, so. This is a surprise, more my idiotic self. No one's gonna listen to this. Anyway! Hope you're having a great day. More to come.